Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 15th of May, and here in Auroville it's fresh after early morning storm on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts partly cloudy, with temperatures between low of 28 to high of 32 degrees Celsius, with heat index on 36. Winds from southwest on 18 km per hour, with occasional strong gusts. Moon is still full. On Wednesday 28 at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the Study Group on Selection and the Residents Assembly Service would like to invite us to a general meeting to meet the new members of the Auroville Council and Working Committee. This meeting will actually function as a verification event, where residents will be able to put faces to names and meet the two new groups in person. For more information, we can email to Residents Assembly Service at rasservice@auroville.org or we can call them on 948-6623-749. And study group also informs us that the photos and CV of the candidates, applicants for the working committee and Auroville Council are now published on AVNet, and the file will be updated when the new information is coming in. They also invite us to write the feedback on the applicants, and all feedbacks from individuals will be treated with complete confidentiality. The feedback period is until 24th of May. Afterwards, a process will take place to ratify each individual member and the proposed team as a whole. And the final team, members for Working Committee and our Council, will introduce themselves to the community to be approved, as we said earlier, on 28 at 4:30 at Unity Pavilion International Zone. The Working Committee and the Auroville Security informs us that they have been contacted by the authorities due to a security alert all over India. They would like to request all of us to keep on watch on potentially suspicious people moving around Auroville and also unattended bags or luggage in public spaces. They're asking us to contact Auroville Security in case of any such sighting. They're also requesting from us to cooperate with the police in case they ask us for our documents. And Auroville Security contact number is 944-336-2691. And from Town Development Council / L'Avenir d'Auroville comes a request for residents of Auroville participation on a short but important survey on our daily commuting patterns. Our input will help them immensely to understand present mobility trends and their future implications. The database thus generated shall help them in planning towards healthier and more efficient movement network for Auroville. And our involvement is greatly appreciated. We can fill the survey on form, please see the text, and click on submit at the end of the screen. New Era Secondary School and Dea Shakti Sports Club are happy to announce that 5 girls and 4 boys students are selected for the Junior National Basketball Federation of India. This tournament will be held on 25th of May and is hosted by State Government of Kerala. And here's a new date on Electro GP or Electro GPO, saying that for dear growers, to announce them that the acoustic electronic live dancing fusion of gypsy, flamenco and other ethnic sounds scheduled on 24th of May has been moved to a new date, 8:30 p.m. Saturday, May 31st. The change of the date occurred due to the involvement of some artists on 24th at Pondy Beach. But more announcement and venue confirmation closer to the date will come up in news and notes. On Saturday 24th of May at 10:30 a.m. we are invited to Solitude Farm to build the Slow Food movement in Auroville. Slow Food is about embracing locally grown food, local recipes, building community, educating ourselves about the dangers of chemically grown food and the implications of agricultural industrialization. In Auroville we have no excuse not to be eating the percentage of our own food, but there are so many problems that we face. Ignorance and lack of communication keep us from acting together for this most important common goal of food security. This is an issue of global importance. It must be addressed in dynamic and creative ways by the whole community. This is not an issue for farmers alone. It is the consumer who defines that Nestle products are stocked on the shelves. It is the consumer who accepts that papayas are being returned to farmers and hence being thrown away, that we have tons of rice sitting in our granary which does not reach our villages for various reasons. That consumer is you and me. This is a call to action to see how we can make the growing distribution, consumption, education of local organic food to our top priority in Auroville. We are what we eat, and for our community to have its feet firmly on the ground, we need to grow and consume as much of our own food as possible. So on this Saturday 24th, we are invited to join with creative ideas, open minds and enthusiastic energy. Following is a plea to our students and parents of students from Scholarships Educational Fund, saying that in the 5 years of its functioning, the Scholarship Educational Fund has given various amounts of financial support to a large number of our students, and they are pleased to continue to do so. They must inform us that the CAF has very limited funds at its disposal. Due to the increase in the number of applicants for financial support, here long-term loans, given interest-free, are getting smaller in amount per person. In view of this financial limitation, they may have to consider a new approach to the way they distribute the funds at their disposal, and consider a few cases for larger sponsorship instead of distributing the limited funds in small shares to all. They may also consider as a general policy that students who have completed the majority of their education outside of Orwell, but who turns towards Orwell CFF when it comes to financial support for higher students, will not be eligible for support through this source of funding. They would like to encourage anyone who can contribute to the fund in any amount to please do so. The more contributions that come in, the more support they can offer to deserving young Orwellians. Matrimandir Amphitheatre team informs us that Thursday meditation with Sunil's music and the full moon meditation at Matrimandir Amphitheatre will be stopped after today. They will resume early July, but still we can look for announcements in news and notes. Ecofarm is undertaking product development of cloth washable baby diapers. This will be beautiful and eco-friendly alternative to disposable diapers. They are looking for few babies to test some prototypes. Specifically, they would like to have a few babies of 1 to 2 years of age. If you have a baby in this age and would be ready to test their models and share feedback over the next 2-3 months, you contact them and you can call Celeste at Ecofarm on 811-084-8397. And Adi Shakti informs us that Actors Workshop, Source of Performance Energy, will be conducted from 15th of June to 25th of June. And since they have limited seats available, they're asking us to book it earlier. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Cinema in Bharat Niva's auditorium, they will screen mystery thriller Gaslight, directed by George Sukor, and it was made in 1944. At Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m, we can see the documentary Frozen Planet, Winter, narrated by David Attenberg. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m, we can see French comedy drama Just a Sigh, made in France and Belgium in 2013 by director Jaime Bonelli. On Saturday, they will screen an international biography drama, Philomena, made in UK and USA in France, 2013 by director Stephen Rears. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, we can see fantasy comedy Enchanted, made in Australia and USA in 2007 by director Kevin Lima. And later on at 8 p.m. at Kenji Mizoguchi Film Festival at Cine Club, they will screen The Women in Rumor, made in Japan in 1954. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "A dream master creates a masterpiece of life. But to master the dream is a big challenge because humans become slaves of their own dreams." And let us conclude with a mother prayer. "Lord, with all the simple sincerity of my being, I offer all falsehood at thy feet, that thou mayest transfer them into truth." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.